what they put with that broom, say, they'd color eggs with.
Well, I didn't put nothing. I just put water in them.
My mother or my father would build ash hoppers. You ever see one of them?
But tell me about it.
He'd first take him a pole and he'd dig a trough down, just dig a trough down, and he'd leave one in. It wasn't.
Yeah.
Dig one in out for the, and then he'd fix this here sort of nut shape, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they'd fill that full of ash, it's almost full of ash, and then they'd pour water in that.
Uh-huh.
And then they'd add a drip lye, and they'd take meat scraps and stuff like that and make lye soap out of it.
I see.
I've seen my mother make a many of a kid with lye soap.
Just running the, you run the...
lye.
Over the ashes or out of...
No, you pour the water in the ashes.
In the lye.
And that there water soaked down through them ashes into that trough and then it'd drip out that open end.
Mm-hmm.
That was the lye they'd catch. That's where they got their lye and they'd make lye soap.
They, now you're talking about the washing. How did your mother do the washing?
Well, back in them days, she done it with just rubbed it with her fist. She didn't have a washboard. Back then.
Never used the stick with the, that you can remember with a.
Just had a big old punching stick, you know. They'd punch her clothes in the bowl, in the boiling kettle.
Yeah.
Big stick they'd punch in clothes with.
Now that boiling kettle, what did that look like?
Just big orange kettle.
Black.
Yeah. Big black orange kettle, boiled clothes in.
Right. When she was doing that, you'd say she was doing the...
The boiling.
Or the what? The whole operation, you know.
Yeah.
Call it, she was doing the...
Washing.
Yeah. And then, now today, they call, like, you take stuff and clothes into town.
Oh, yeah, it's laundry.
No. Yeah. Yeah, that's... But that word, you didn't use that word at
no,
all.
No, not back then.
You don't have to do that to me, don't.
And then and then women used to take, they had these flat irons.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when they did the...
Ironing.
Yeah. Now they...
We have some of them here now, some of them old flat irons.
How long would they stay hot, would you say? And
you had them oh, I'd say... 15-20 minutes you could iron with one. See, we'd have two or three more sitting on the stove.
Uh-huh.
While you're using one, you'd have two or three more heating.
So you just keep
it going.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, in a house that you said to come from the road or the walk up to the porch, you'd have to go up a couple of steps.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you had a two-story house, and you want to get to the first floor or the second floor, you'd have to go up a...
You'd have to go up a flare to step.
Yeah. Now, was that... How big was that porch? Did that run the...
Oh, it was just a small porch. In fact, it was just a small house, but there was about 12 of us lived in it.
Was the porch as big as the one you have out
no,
here?
No. It was about as wide, but Lord, it wasn't over... Porch wasn't over 10 foot, I don't guess.
I see.
See, it's about, it might have been a little longer, but they've taken the most of it, the end of it, to build a kitchen on the end of it, you see.
Mm-hmm. I see, and the porch didn't extend over the kitchen.
No, just a bit.
I mean, you'd have to come out of the fire room and walk off the porch, and then walk over.
No, walked out in on the porch, and then in the kitchen.
I see, but I mean the kitchen door opened onto the porch.
Yes, sir.
That's what I was wondering.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if in a morning, you'd say your wife goes around and she, the house, she just kind of puts things in order, you know.
Yeah, get up and get breakfast.
Yeah.
Sweep, clean up the house.
Yeah.
Wash the dishes, put them away.